Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, it is worth remembering what has not changed. Our character as a nation has not changed. Our faith in God and in each other, that has not changed. Our belief in America, born of a timeless ideal that men and women should govern themselves, that all people are created equal and deserve the same freedom to determine their own destiny, that belief, through tests and trials, has only been strengthened. These past 10 years have shown that America does not give in to fear. The rescue workers who rushed to the scene, the firefighters who charged up the stairs, the passengers who stormed the cockpit, these patriots define the very nature of courage.
There's the president speaking at a special Concert of Hope event held at the Kennedy Center in Washington on Sunday night. As you can imagine, the 10th anniversary of September 11th is where we get started and spend a good deal of time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another hour of overviewing what goes on in the world of talk media, the spoken word format, issue-oriented political talk radio, left, right, however you want to look at it. There was lots and lots of conversation, and most people think it's been an appropriate conversation, whether you watched it, listened to it, you read about it. The 10th anniversary was in your face over the weekend, has been for the last week. Will it continue to be that way? Well, there's a lot of input from the president. Here he is before we've got cuts from various people who have been around, involved in public service for the past 10 years or so. But we continue first with the president.
Decades from now, Americans will visit the memorials to those who were lost on 9/11. They'll run their fingers over the places where the names of those we loved are carved into marble and stone. And they may wonder at the lives that they led. And standing before the white headstones in Arlington, and in peaceful cemeteries and small town squares in every corner of the country, they will pay respects to those lost in Iraq and Afghanistan. They'll see the names of the fallen on bridges and statues, at gardens and schools. And they will know that nothing can break the will of a truly united States of America. They will remember that we've overcome slavery and civil war. We've overcome red lines and fascism and recession and riots and communism and, yes, terrorism. They will be reminded that we are not perfect. Our democracy is durable. And that democracy, reflecting as it does the imperfections of man, also give us the opportunity to perfect our union. That is what we honor on days of national commemoration. Those aspects of the American experience that are enduring, and the determination to move forward as one people. More than monuments, that will be the legacy of 9/11. A legacy of firefighters who walked into fire and soldiers who signed up to serve. Of workers who raised new towers and citizens who faced down their private fears. Most of all, of children who realized the dreams of their parents. It will be said that we kept the faith, that we took a painful blow, and we emerged stronger than before. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. With a just God as our guide, let us honor those who've been lost. Let us rededicate ourselves to the ideals that define our nation. And let us look to the future with hearts full of hope. May God bless the memory of those we lost. And may God bless the United States of America.
Does it sound like, is it me, or does it sound like every speech he gives is the same? 800-510-8255 connects with us here on the countdown. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think of the news media coverage of the 10th anniversary? Is it A, excessive? Is it B, just right? C, too much focused on the past? D, I'd actually like to have seen more coverage of it. Or E, I didn't watch any of it, and I'm happy it's over. Well, it isn't over in terms of conversation. There'll be lots of it today and through the early part of the week, probably. I'm imagining it'll be one of the, when we review all of the top hits in talk radio for our weekend program, it'll be high on the list. I thought one of the most interesting things was the New York Mets wanting to make a statement during their game last night by wearing the hats of the agencies that sent first responders to the World Trade Center. However, Major League Baseball said no. A lot of criticism already, and rightfully so. League officials said the Mets could not wear hats with FDNY and NYPD printed on them during their game against the Cubs. The move would have been a nod for people who are from New York. The Mets wore similar caps given to them by firemen and police officials at Ground Zero in September of 2001 by some of the families of those who perished on September 11th. However, Major League Baseball wouldn't budge from its original edict that all teams wear hats with a small and simple flag. When the Mets made a move to continue wearing the hats after pregame ceremonies, they were told the team would be hit with a heavy fine. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. So we now continue in a moment with President Bush. He was on the stage with President Obama. We'll hear his words in a moment here on The Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The season is finally here, and the ultimate football fan deserves a bigger, better TV now. Sears has you covered. Buy a top-brand TV online and pick it up in store the same day. It's how Sears helps avoid delay-of-game penalties.
This week only at Sears, save $300 on a Sony 40-inch 120Hz LED TV with internet connectivity. Only $799.99. Plus, find out how to get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store at Sears.com for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 9/17.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
800-510-8255. Discovering the coverage, discovering what the various parties had to say at the ceremony. Here's Vincent in North Carolina. You've been paying close attention to all this, sir?
Yes. Good morning, Doug. I hear all the different ideas of how we should treat 9/11 and what we should do about it. I believe we should treat it the same exact way we did Pearl Harbor Day. However, you know, the way we treat Pearl Harbor Day is the way we should treat 9/11.
How do you treat December 7th?
I just pause for a moment and I recognize, I recognize what happened, what we lost, but I don't think it should be this really huge holiday. It was a terrible tragedy, of course, and so was Pearl Harbor. And, I don't think we should make it into this really big thing, because right now they're downplaying as it is. It seems to me they're trying to commercialize it as opposed to, the real tragedy that happened. And I think if they keep going, it'll just go too far, and pretty soon we'll be given presents and candy and, whatever.
Right. Be like Christmas. All right, sir. Thank you for your input. 800-510-8255. Some people arrived the night before, stood there until early in the dawn on the morning of the anniversary. Some people came up from the subways. It was interesting to see some of the video of how heavily secured the subways were. Some were there to mourn what had been lost. Others came to represent what had been saved. Some came so they could remember what had happened, others to find a bit more closure. The memorial service at Ground Zero, the focus as we begin this hour of the Talk Radio Review. President Obama, we've heard from him. Now it's President Bush's turn. He reads a letter that Abraham Lincoln had written to the mother of five sons who were all killed during the Civil War.
President Lincoln not only understood the heartbreak of his country, he also understood the cost of sacrifice and reached out to console those in sorrow. In the fall of 1864, he learned that a widow had lost five sons in the Civil War, and he wrote her this letter. Dear Madam, I have been shown in the files of the War Department a statement of the Adjutant General of Massachusetts that you're the mother of five sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. I feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine which should attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming. But I cannot refrain from tendering to you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save. I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost, and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln.
Is President Bush with President Obama. A lot of people there, the dignitaries, but the real story is those who came by the thousands. Even if they could barely see or hear the ceremonies, they wanted to be there. And, the usual stuff on television, although I thought there was an interesting job done by the Biography Channel of some who had survived. The stories that they told were very compelling. And the situation on that field in Pennsylvania also was pretty compelling. It's pretty important stuff for us to be continuing our focus on, which we will do in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other Regular, closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapon safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Ground Zero was reborn this weekend from one end of our country, though, to another, as the song goes, from sea to shining sea. There were a lot of people, a sea of people there. The day started on television with the CBS's Bob Schieffer talking to New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who was a very important part of all of the events on the anniversary date of September 11th.
New York is probably the safest city in the world. We have 1,000 cops dedicated just to intelligence and counterterrorism. We have more Urdu and Pashto speakers than the CIA and the FBI put together. We have 3,000 cameras. We have all sorts of stuff. We spend $8.5 billion a year on our police department alone, and then there are other people that help as well. So I don't think that you and I should worry about it. If you see something, say something, leave it to the professionals, but you are safe. We will heighten up a little bit more, but, you know, at some point you've got every cop you have out there. You can't hype up anymore. I think it crystallizes it in your mind a little bit. You focus a touch more. But our professionals do that for a living. And we've gone through 10 years where we've stopped a lot of terrorist attacks. And for all we know, we stopped an awful lot more than that, where people just said, they're too on top of things. I don't want to go near it.
You know, Mr. Mayor, I wanted to ask you about something. You said, if I'm correct, at some point, we've spent too much time looking back at 9/11. What exactly did you mean by that?
I think in this country, we're always looking for a guilty party for reasons. That's what we're doing with the economy. We argue about how we got into the mortgage crisis rather than how we get out of the mortgage crisis. When it comes to 9/11, terrible tragedy, 3,000 people. We have an obligation, though, to look forward. We want to remember. We want to memorialize. We want to give families a place to go, and that's what this memorial behind me will do, and it will do it in a wonderful way. But those that died were working for a living to take care of their families. They're not here anymore. We've got to make sure that their families have good schools, have good places to live, have good jobs, and can enjoy everything that the deceased would have wanted them to have, and we're working towards that. And so, while it's not just, I think somebody said, it's not about closure, it's about maybe the 10th anniversary is a time to rededicate ourselves to look forward. And we've really been doing that. New York is back, and the terrorists didn't win. And those are the two real messages here.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg at the ceremony. The world stopped that day, said Johnny Fisk, who had come in from Sweden. His first visit to the United States, he came to just attend the service. 800-510-8255. From NBC, Chris Jansing talked to Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York, who's trying to help many of the survivors who have had health issues since September 11th.
There are things that have not been done, and there's one in particular that's of interest to you, and that's putting cancer on the list of 9/11 diseases that allow first responders to get health care. Tell us where that stands right now, Congresswoman.
Well, first, I'm very pleased that we were finally able to pass the James Zadroga Health and Compensation Act, which provides health care and monitoring for everyone who's sick and exposed to the deadly toxins. But we had to base it on science, and at the time, the science wasn't clear, even though common sense told you that cancers would be caused by these deadly toxins. Now, with the new reports that are coming out, there's more scientific evidence. So I petitioned Dr. Howard, who is the head of the program. In the law, we wrote in a procedure for adding new illnesses that would be covered. And he has now 60 days to review the scientific evidence and make a determination.
So this is not a political football. This is purely a scientific determination. Are you confident?
I believe eventually it definitely will be.
As Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, do you think it was appropriate to play football on the anniversary of September 11th? A lot of people are asking that question. You can answer it if you like at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Doug Steffen here in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. The hot hits in Talk Radio, pretty much everything focused on September 11th, as is appropriate. And not only in the radio and television, like their magazine counterparts, every American newspaper on Sunday dedicated to the 10th anniversary. Like many, the Sioux City Journal here used their World Trade Center Twin Towers treated with text to symbolize the reflection that's been going on in our country. You may have heard a few minutes ago here on the countdown conversation with a congresswoman who is concerned, as we all ought to be, about the health issues, the most prevalent being cancer. Here from CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta talks about illnesses that are still affecting some of the first responders.
When the Twin Towers crumbled, nearly 3,000 people died. A lot of New Yorkers believe that number needs to be adjusted higher.
That's because of what they call the terror in the dust, toxins which many believe are still killing first responders a decade after the disaster. Dr. Sanjay Gupta has been investigating this. He joins us in New York this morning. Sanjay, you're here and you've got this dust with you in a bottle.
This is one of the few reminders now, thankfully, in some ways, of what happened 10 years ago. But this is dust. The researchers have been studying this for some time. And, you can hold it. I mean, it's all sealed. But this is a very controversial substance, as you know. What exactly does this cause in terms of health effects? New study came out. A good study. A 19% increase in the likelihood of cancer among first responders who work for the fire department in New York. That's significant. This study came out. They've been studying this, obviously, over the last 10 years. It was a 7-year-long study. But already you're starting to see some bits of controversy. Dr. Prasant, who wrote the study, I asked him, I said, so for a fire department, first responder who's watching this and developed cancer after 9/11, what should they take away? And he said there's a very good chance that their cancer came about as a result of the dust. Now, again, pretty significant.
What exactly is in the dust that is carcinogenic?
It's a wholly unique substance, really. I mean, it's this amalgamation of all these various chemicals that came together, sort of thrust together, benzene, mercury, titanium, lead. One of the responders, during this documentary, he held it up and he said, I am convinced I'm holding up the most dangerous substance I've ever held because of all the stuff that's in there. And keep in mind, and Ali and I talked about this before, but there were volatile compounds released at the time that simply evaporated into the air.
Right.
They could not be captured. They could not be analyzed. They could not be studied.
The fuel from the plane. The fumes that come off of metals as they melt.
That's right. All that sort of stuff. And, you know, the thing is that now these studies are coming out, but the first responders have known this for some time, or at least felt it for some time. You know, one of the things that really struck me when we were filming this was that there are cancer clubs here in New York. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they literally get together weekly to talk about their cancers. The New York City Fire, you're looking at one of them there. They get together. These are young, in this case, members of the New York Police Department. They all have cancer.
Wow.
They were all first responders, and there are clubs like that around the city. That's Ernie Valabona, who again, developed cancer afterward, didn't have any history of it in his family.
And you were with them. What do they talk about?
They talk. They're absolutely convinced that this, you know, their cancers, their illnesses, they're healthy guys, and now they are dying as a result of what they believe is the dust. They're also upset about something that's been ongoing for some time, and that is this compensation bill.
There's a Zadroga bill.
And whether or not it's going to cover some of their health expenses and some of their compensation.
And it's not. They decided, the Zadroga bill came out with research that said that this dust doesn't cause some things that some people have been claiming they've been getting.
That's right.
And they're not going to reevaluate that until next year.
That's what they say. They say in July of 2012, they're going to look at the studies, including this big study that just came out, and say, okay, should we put cancer on the table as well, something that's compensated? Right now they say no, but I guarantee you, you know, over the
in
next
the meantime,
few days...
people are dying.
People are, and they're going to let their voices be heard. I think some of that's even happening today, where they're going to say, look at this study. Why do we have to wait another 6, 8, 10 months?
It's amazing. It's a shame. It's pretty much... an outrage when you get right down to it. Kind of reminds me of the way many of our men and women in uniform who get sick on the job are treated by our government represented you're treating those people who protect you with ultimate disrespect, and that's the same thing that happened and why it is that we put up with this as the American people supposedly in charge. Another question to ask yourself: why are these problems not being dealt with? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Joe Bartlett talking to Sean Riley, who was one of the first responders to the Trade Center on September 11th.
What was it like on top of that pile right after the buildings came down?
It was like nothing I've ever seen before. Like, the TV cannot just, you know, show the picture of it unless you were really there. I mean, there was just steel all over the place, and the smoke, the smell. I was actually in the Marine Corps in 81, 85, and I was in Beirut, Lebanon, and it just had that same odor and the same destruction, but this was about 100 times worse.
Were you there when the Marine barracks were bombed?
I was there before.
Yeah.
And I was there after. I stayed in the building a couple times. But we relieved the guys that were in the barracks. We were in Grenada when that happened.
How's your health, Sean?
Mentally, sometimes emotionally, it's hard to deal with still 10 years after. I get sores in my nose. My breathing isn't what it used to be. 4 months after going down there, I had pneumonia. My oldest cousin actually is Deputy Chief James Riches, who lost his son.
Oh, Riches, yeah.
James Riches, yeah. And he was in the hospital about a month before me with in a coma with double pneumonia. They thought he was going to pass away. The health is, you know, I could feel a difference, definitely. Since then, I have sores, like I said, in my nose, wheezing, and headaches all the time. So, but, you know, we try to trek on, you know?
You know, listening to that, the pulling on one's heartstrings, the anger that comes as a result of what we know, and the anger, I guess we could be angry at our government for not taking care of these people, but the real anger has to be directed toward the people who orchestrated this and who pulled it off. And the fact that Osama bin Laden is dead now is a certain amount of comfort. I also find it interesting to look at the online stream of searches. The number of people looking for info on President Bush and also being searched, Twin Towers, conspiracy theories, another one, terror threat, silence, FDNY, 343 firefighters, Pledge of Allegiance, God Bless America is being searched. All of these also focused on Psalm 46, which the president read during those ceremonies. 800-510-8255. I think you hear in my tone I'm slowing down a bit listening to all of this, and how can you not be affected by all of it? Here's a radio host, Brian Noonan, with a former host, Spike Odell, from Chicago, who was on the air the morning of September 11th, had been complaining that it was a slow news day.
You uttered a phrase that now, unofficially, we are not allowed to say in this building anymore
as
you started the show.
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't when I started the show. We were into it a little bit, and I can tell you when I said it. It was in the 7 o'clock hour, and I even, I apologized to everybody because, some days there are so many things going on, you wish you had time to do two shows to put it all in, and then other days there's just nothing going on. And, you're almost going to the newspaper to read The Lost Dog to fill time, you know.
Right.
And this was one of those days, and I said something on the air in about 20 minutes after 7, I think I said it. I said, I apologize, folks. This is one of those days where it's just really a slow news day. What was going on that day, the biggest story was waiting for some indication of Michael Jordan to see if he was going to unretire.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was the big buzz that day. But after you cover it, you can't do 4 hours on it,
right?
And it wasn't much longer than what happened.
Yeah, if you said that at around 7:20, the first plane hit the North Tower at about 7:46 our time. Do you remember how you broke in? How you first got the news?
Yeah. We were in a commercial break, if I recall, and you know how we always goof off back and forth with the people on the other side of the glass with the intercom?
Right.
Tom Peterson, who was doing news that morning, he and I were just talking back and forth about something, and the way it's situated in Studio A, I will look to my right, and Tom is in that little window at the news desk, and behind him is was a bank of televisions, and they're all tuned to news channels, so you don't miss anything, And behind him, I could see smoke coming out of what appeared to be the towers in New York. And I said to him, I said, Tom, what is that? And he turned around and he says, well, I'll be darned. He said, that looks like it's the towers in New York. And it's on fire. There must be a fire.
So remembrances, thinking back, I made it a point on the programs that I do to try to look ahead. And we'll do a little of that in the next portion of the program, which comes up around the corner. It's 16 before the hour on the countdown now.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings!
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the 10th anniversary of the worst terror attack in American history, the memorial speeches, etc. Here's host Jack Ricciardi talking to another host from his station, Terry Ware, in New York, visiting, actually, the space at Ground Zero.
In the times that I've been there, it was always, you know, a work in progress. And now to know that it's sort of getting there and it's going to be, you know, dedicated, what's it like down there at Ground Zero?
It's very interesting, and the people you meet are extremely interesting, too, Jack. Of course, the work continues. They've got the actual fountains here where the two buildings stood. I'm actually standing right now where the South Tower was. You know this area very well. I'm at St. Paul's Cathedral Chapel right across the street, which was established in 1766, and the South Tower was just across the street from here, and the North Tower was over by the World Financial Building. I've had an opportunity to walk around and talk to a lot of people in the area. Many of them were here on that day, and their stories are unbelievable.
Who have you talked to?
Well, this morning we were at ABC. We talked to some of the people from ABC that you hear, that you've talked to on the air, that we hear on the air, too. People like Aaron Katursky and Jim Hickey and folks like that. And then we came down to the actual site, and we've been walking up to folks who actually went through it. One guy I talked to just a few minutes ago, he said, I don't want to be on camera. I don't want to do any audio recording because I was standing right here when it happened. And right here was right next to the North Tower. And he said, the North Tower fell into the building that I was in. And he said, it's just unimaginable. It's very hard to describe, obviously, what that day was like for somebody who was here. And then another lady I spoke with, you know, and the views are incredible, Jack. What has really amazed me about this has been there's no agreement among people here, and even people like Aaron Katursky brought this up with me earlier, and certainly talking to New Yorkers. There's no agreement here on what should be done to honor and in the memory of the people who lost their lives here on that day and the attack on America that day. There are those who want the two buildings rebuilt. They want to see that happen right now. There are those who say this building is fine, but don't call it the Freedom Tower. Call it World Trade Center Tower. So it's amazing. Everybody has a different idea and a different view of what they're seeing go on here. They are very, as you know, very strong people, though, and they are not intimidated at all by what happened. They're sad. They're taken aback by it, of course, here on the 10th anniversary, but they certainly don't live in any kind of fear or intimidation by what happened.
You know, there are a lot of people who take shots at the French. I thought it was pretty interesting as we look at the observation here in America. But around the world, there are anniversary observances. In the main plaza in Paris, for example, a big American flag was unfurled and the a big tower the French will never forget, which I think is pretty interesting. Again, as many shots as we take at this. Did you see that in the news? I didn't see much coverage of that. What do you think of the news media coverage of the 10th anniversary? The poll today at DougStephan.com. We focus on the new terror threat next.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm reading some of your tweets, pretty interesting stuff, four really strong comments that are affecting me and how I'm talking about this, including an overview of the firefighters who across the country climb the length of the 110 flights of stairs in various places in the country. For example, Colorado firefighters went to five of the fire stations there and climbed up and down stairs. The Alaska participants climbed up the stairs. The Juno Federal Building, Transamerica Pyramid in San Francisco, climbed up by firefighters. In South Carolina, it was done at a resort in Myrtle Beach, the Renaissance Tower in Dallas. Firefighters acknowledging the 343 New York firefighters who died in the line of duty that day. So how are we doing in the war on terror? A lot of discussion about this 10 years later. Here's radio host John McDonald talking to a reporter from ABC about this.
What is the status of the war on terror 10 years later?
It's generally, I think we're generally safer. We're doing a much better job at communicating with each other. In other words, the 16-some-odd intelligence agencies, the federal law enforcement agencies, and obviously the city, county, and state law enforcement agencies now are at least talking to each other. It's not perfect, but you now have over 100 joint terrorism task forces around the United States that are that have representatives from virtually every law enforcement agency within that jurisdiction, working together as the intelligence applies to their part of the country. And I think that has stopped a number of attacks or at least has put us in front of them, as we have seen with the FBI, for example, being able to basically penetrate an organization and either send an undercover in to stop it. I think a lot of that has been successful because of our ability to share intelligence, which was clearly lacking prior to 9/11.
Now, beginning with 10 years ago, I remember the first thing Congress started doing is saying, we need to increase our laws regarding security. And then they created, I think at the time it was called the largest bureaucracy in the history of the country, and that was the Department of Homeland Security.
Correct.
And a lot of people said that they did have sort of a shaky start. How are they doing now?
Well, I think they're doing better. I guess the real question, at least for someone who, like me, who worked for 30 years sort of on the street in the world of law enforcement and terrorism, is that it wasn't so much that you needed to combine agencies. They needed to talk to each other. And it remains to be seen whether there was actually a need to place everyone, at least a number of agencies, under the umbrella of DHS. But it does seem to be working okay. I think it was probably an expensive venture to do that, but I think most people think it's functioning much better. At least those agencies are functioning much better as far as talking to each other today.
Okay. So here's another focus on the terror threat itself that's been talked a lot about this weekend. Here's Richard Dixon with the Spencer Collier, the director of Alabama's Department of Homeland Security.
So we've got this specific, credible, yet unconfirmed threat on a national level. Everybody assumes that bridges, tunnels, New York City, Washington, D.C., right? But really, this could be anywhere. I mean, they could be feeding disinformation. They could attack. I've always thought that, and boy, I hope I'm not telling tales out of school here. I've always thought one of the worst things that could happen to this country is to have a mall in Salinas, Kansas blow up, you know? I mean, just to hit at the heartland of America and everybody in every medium-sized or small town go, crap, we could be next.
Right. Well, and the point you bring up is very accurate. It's one of the concerns is, what we deem a soft target, that's very open, easily accessed. And that has been the concern over the last few years. And a single self-radicalized individual approaching a soft target, it is the biggest concern within the Homeland Security community. Of course, there has been announced credible threats. But we need to keep in mind that I think Commissioner Kelly said it perfect last night. We need to go about living our daily lives every day, but just be vigilant and use common sense and be observant. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call local law enforcement if something seems suspicious.
Yeah, but you know what? There's too much of that kind of stuff going on, too, because everybody's afraid. You're filling people full of fear. But the celebration themselves or the acknowledgement was pretty positive all around, I thought. And that's it for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug.